Catholic Moments Podcast, episode 173. Welcome to 2013. Hi, everybody. This is Lisa Hendy from CatholicMom.com and the Catholic Moments Podcast. So happy to be with you on Saturday, the first Saturday of January. Welcome to one of my New Year's resolutions, which is to get our podcast re-kickstarted this year. And to make that happen with an increasingly busy life, I've decided to try a shorter approach this year. This is at the recommendation of my podcasting mentor and good friend, Father Roderick von Hogan from SQPN. And I'm going to try this year just to post regular short updates. And I'm doing that using the Audioboo app on my phone. So you're going to get this in a variety of different ways. And I invite you to join me each week. We'll have a regular weekly podcast that gives you some updates of things that are happening over on CatholicMom.com and in my personal life. And I might just do some regular Audioboos from the places on the road that I get to too. You guys know that I travel a lot. So I want to share those adventures with you too. But first step of this week's podcast is to share with you a new feature here on the show, which is going to be some great highlights from what's happening at CatholicMom.com this week. And I want to point you to three particular articles that we're sharing on the website this week. And I'll do this every week. The first one is by my dear friend, and you know and love her too, Sarah Reinhard. And Sarah's got a fantastic interview this week with Christopher West. You, of course, know Christopher from his work in Theology of the Body. Sarah interviews Christopher about his brand new book, Fill These Hearts, and both the interview and the book are terrific, so be sure to check those out. Sarah's interview with Christopher West. Next up, I want to inform you about a great article this week from our dear friend Heidi Hess Saxton. And Heidi writes about the Love Project that she's doing over at her blog. We all love love, right? Are you intrigued? Well, come on over to CatholicMom.com and read about the great project that Heidi's kicking off in the new year. And I know you're going to enjoy reading this post. Finally, I want to tell you about the third special announcement that we shared on the website this week, which is from our friends at Ascension Press. It's called the 90-Day Bible Challenge, and I know many of you are engaged in this year of faith that we're celebrating. That actually started a few months back, but our friends at Ascension Press are offering us a great way to read through much of the Bible during the year of faith. If you have 90 days and a few, I say more than a few minutes each day, maybe about 20 minutes or so, you can be a part of the Bible Challenge. It comes directly to your email inbox and is a scripture of portion of scripture each day that you can enjoy. And in reading through the segments that they provide, you'll read through much of the Bible in the next 90 days. We're only on day 5 now, so it's not too late to jump in. If you take a good hour tomorrow to get caught up, you can be right in there with us, joining in the 90-Day Bible Challenge from Ascension Press. Next up, I want to share with you the next feature that I'm going to be doing each week. You know how many books come to me for review. As someone who loves to read, it's an amazing blessing. So each week, I'm going to be sharing with you a few of the new books on my desk, and I have three this week. The first book is perfect for New Year's. This is by my good friend. She's an author with Ave Maria Press, and her name is Mary de Touris Paust. The name of her book is Cravings, A Catholic Wrestles with Food, Self-Image, and God. You probably have seen this book floating around. It's perfect, like I said, for the new year. And it's really a book that looks at, you know, how we avoid overdoing it in lots of different areas of our life. I know you're going to love it. So check it out. It's Cravings by Mary de Touris Paust. The second book recommendation that I have for you this week is from my good friend, Colleen Swaim. You know, I'm not sure that I've ever actually met Colleen in person, and yet I'm such a big fan of her writing that I feel like she's a friend. And partially that's because Colleen's husband, Matt Swaim, is a friend and producer of mine over at the Sunrise Morning Show each week. But Colleen is an amazing author, and her new book, Radiate, More Stories of Daring Teen Saints, is brand new out from Liguori. And this is a book Maybe don't let the word teen in the title fool you. This is a book for everyone who loves the saints. You're going to discover a bunch of brand new saints that you've never heard about. I've studied a lot of saints in the last few years, and Colleen stumped me with a few of the ones that she has included in this book. So you'll meet some old favorites, but you'll discover some new ones as well. And the book again is Radiate, More Stories of Daring Teen Saints from Colleen Swaim. And anybody who's listened to the show for a while knows that when it comes to football and to universities, I'm a proud graduate of the University of Notre Dame. And my final book pick this week comes in celebration of the fact that Notre Dame will be playing tomorrow, actually not tomorrow, Monday night in the national championship game. And you know I'm rooting for the Irish, but I'm proud of our guys just for being there. And my final book this week is The Chapels of Notre Dame. This was a book that was written by Notre Dame professor Lawrence Cunningham, and really you have to mention the photographer in this book as well. Photography by Matt Cashore. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, but The Chapels of Notre Dame is a beautiful coffee table book that just highlights that, all of the amazing chapels at the University of Notre Dame. So check that book out for inspiration and a beautiful gift for anybody in your life who loves the University of Notre Dame. The Chapels of Notre Dame. Okay, let's move on now to the last little segment that I'm going to do for today, which is just to give you a little update about what's been going on in my life since I'm not even going to tell you about since we last spoke because that's too long ago now, but just in the last week, as indicated by the name CatholicMom.com, I'm a mom, of course, and I'm a very happy mom this week, because both of my sons are actually home with me. My older son is a junior in college this year, and he's home on winter break, so we're really very happy to have both boys at home, and we've been having an excellent Christmas vacation. Adam will be heading back to school on Monday. He's a senior in high school this year, and so we're going through the awesome adventure of helping him to discern his college choice as far as where he's going to be going to college next year. And I'll have a little update on that next week. But anyway, needless to say, my biggest announcement about my life is that I'm happy to have both of my boys at home. Eric and Greg and I took a little trip to Napa Valley last week for some wine tasting. And wow, was that a beautiful place to visit. We had an amazing experience being up there. And also, as part of that trip, spent a day in San Francisco with a friend, and we took in Mass at a beautiful parish, Old St. Mary's Cathedral in San Francisco. And if you've never been to that old cathedral, I recommend next time you're in the city of San Francisco visiting that you stop by there. You'll find it in the Chinatown section of San Francisco, and we were attendees at the 11 o'clock Mass. It was a Mass celebrated by the pastor of the parish, and it was just a beautiful opportunity to be in that old cathedral, all still decorated for Christmas and absolutely lovely. So I recommend that as a great place to go. The final little thing about my personal life I have to share with you, because I'll ask for your prayers, is that I'm taking part this month in a program called the Whole 30 Plan. And a lot of us make New Year's resolutions related to our health. This is a program that I learned about from my brother, Michael, who did this and who successfully has lost a lot of weight and gotten into great shape in the year 2012. And so I'm undertaking this, and it's a regimen that that really has me looking at the food that I'm taking in, and as a result, looking at fitness in my life and getting better rest and more regular work hours and all the spiritual components that go along with that. It's kind of interesting, I think, as a Catholic, that whenever we do anything physical, it feels natural that our spiritual life will be impacted by it as well. And I can tell you that I've been doing a lot of praying this week. I've been sharing that on this plan, you know, it really looks at what nutrients you're putting into your body, and it's a pretty limited diet compared to what I'm used to eating. Not so much in terms of the portion, but the types of food. So I'm getting rid of my beloved Diet Coke and some other bad habits that I've had. And I'm in day 5 of Whole 30. So hopefully by the next time that I share this with you, I'll have another update on where I am in that process. But if you could spare a prayer, send one my way. And if you're doing something related to your health for the new year, and if I can be a prayer partner for you, please drop me an email to lisahendy@gmail.com or lisa@catholicmom.com. And let me pray with you during the new year for this or really for any of your intentions. I love that. And I keep a regular prayer list that I pray with daily. So, well, that's about it for this week. I'm going to let you go. And again, I do love hearing from you. I guess I'll say the best way to reach me by now is by email or over at Facebook, Lisa Hendy, H-E-N-D-E-Y, or on Twitter, twitter.com/LisaHendy. Until next week, everyone, I wish you and yours all the best. Have a beautiful week. God bless. Bye-bye.